This is the I'm a Lutheran column, this time featuring Samuel L. Jones of Mountain Lutheran Church in Edgewood, Washington, an Eagle Scout and a retired U.S. Navy commander. He says, I was raised in Rochester, New York. I'm the oldest son of two that my mother had with different fathers. She was a single parent, and we lived in the housing projects, the first one in Rochester. I had responsibility of taking care of the house. She had the responsibility of working. She worked all day and all night at two full-time jobs. At the age of 13, we moved from the projects into our own home. I first got connected with the Lutheran Church through two little old white Lutheran ladies who were wandering in the projects with flannel graphs looking for a place to do a Bible study, and it occurred to me that they could come to our house. And I asked my mom, and she says, yeah, bring them. So they came to our house, and on the fourth floor of her building, 7, and they were there every Monday. I started looking for God. And in my looking, I learned that I needed to be in the woods. I was sitting on a bench in the projects with some of my buddies, and I said, hey, let's go join the Boy Scouts. Since there were no woods in the project, I needed this. We went camping, and I learned to cook outdoors, and I learned to hike, and I instantly loved it. I acquired the rank of Eagle Scout, but the organization wanted a different prototype for their first Eagle Scout. I was the first one for Troop 147 in Rochester. They wanted someone who had a family, that had a father and mother and children. That wasn't my family, nor was it the prototype family of those who lived in the projects with me. So I emotionally shut down on the notion that I had made Eagle, because in my mind, what they were asking for was a family that we weren't in. However, quickly after that, a high school teacher of mine took me canoe tripping in Canada, and I spent the next two summers in northern Canada doing firefighting, leading search and rescue operations, and fine-tuning my skill mix in canoeing, which led me to the University of Michigan, into the Navy ROTC, and then into the Navy. The day I went aboard ship and went to sea and learned what it was like to be at sea, well, I loved it, and I never looked back. In the last 60 years, there's only been one person who's ever asked me about my scouting days. Daryl Roa, a member of Mountain View. For 8 solid years, he bugged me about why I wouldn't participate with Troop 525 with Meech at Mountain View. And I just wouldn't tell him. He asked, well, would you mind coming to a scout fundraiser? And I said, okay. That night, the chaplain asked, will all the Eagle Scouts in the audience stand up? That was the first time I ever had the opportunity to stand as an eagle. I wasn't quite sure if I was going to stand or not, but I chose to stand because I had, in fact, achieved the award. It just had not been awarded to me. And when I stood, there was an emotional break in my spirit. I went home and told my wife that story, but the emotional break opened a floodgate of memories. Daryl was able to go to Rochester and find my original written record. In June, more than 60 years later, I formally received my Eagle Scout medal at a Court of Honor ceremony held at Mountain View. I'm a Lutheran because I love Martin Luther, and because I'm forever remembering those two little old ladies who wanted to come and spend time teaching me about the gospel. And I'll never forget them, because I'm not sure where my mind would be if I had not had that time with them.